This is Akashvani, the news read by Hing Miahui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the mantra of the government is reform, perform and transform for the country's sustainable growth. Addressing the ET World Leaders Forum in New Delhi last evening, he highlighted that the Indian economy grew by 90% in the last 10 years, while the world economy grew by 35% during the same period. The Prime Minister noted that people are witnessing the country's achievements and are full of confidence. He mentioned that India has often performed better than predictions and peers. Mr. Modi emphasized that his government is committed to good governance. He also said that in the past 10 years, 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty. The Prime Minister added that the intentions of his government are more firm in the third term. Earlier, speaking at the ET World Leaders Forum, Electronic and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the government will launch a new scheme to help set up a sustainable electronics component ecosystem in the country. In Bihar, senior IAS officer Amrit Lal Meena was yesterday appointed the new Chief Secretary of the state. Mr. Meena, a 1989 batch Bihar Kadha IAS officer, was recently repatriated to his original Kadha. The Election Commission yesterday revised the polling date for the Haryana Assembly polls. Voting will now be held on the 5th of October instead of the 1st October. The poll body in a statement said that representations were received from national political parties, a state political party, and the All India Bishnoi Mahasabha regarding the mass movement of people from the Bishnoi community of Haryana to Rajasthan to participate in the centuries-old Asur Amavasya festival celebration. The Election Commission also announced that the counting of votes for both Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir will be held on 8th October instead of the 4th of October. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has emphasized the need for collective efforts to address the challenges of climate change, biodiversity loss and depletion of natural resources. The Vice President was addressing scientists, faculty members and students of the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, CSIR, Indian Institute of Petroleum, Dehradun, Uttarakhand yesterday. He asserted that clean energy is not just another option but the only option. The first set of rules under the Telecom Act 2023, known as Digital Bharat Nidhi, has come into effect. The government has issued a notification in this regard. The Digital Bharat Nidhi will replace the erstwhile Universal Service Obligation Fund, USOF. According to the notification, funding from the Digital Bharat Nidhi will be provided to implementers for executing schemes and projects. It will be used to achieve the objectives of the Digital Bharat Nidhi. The notification further mentions that the Digital Bharat Nidhi will fund schemes and projects aimed at providing targeted access to telecommunication services for underserved groups in society. These groups include women, persons with disabilities, and economically and socially weaker sections. The Digital Bharat Nidhi is a new initiative by the centre aimed at enhancing telecom connectivity across rural and underserved areas of the country. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued a warning for heavy rainfall and squally weather over Saurashtra and Kutch, Gujarat, Maharashtra and Karnataka coast today, as the cyclonic storm Asna moved westwards over northeast and northwest Arabian Sea will maintain its intensity till today morning. The Weather Department said that Asna will move west to southwestwards for the next 24 hours and weaken gradually into a depression over northwest Arabian Sea by day after today. IMD also forecasts moderate to heavy rainfall at isolated places over Odisha, Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Telangana today. Northeast United FC completed a brilliant comeback victory after being 2 goals down to overcome defending champions Mohun Bagan Super Giant on penalties and clinch the 133rd Indian Oil Durand Cup in a thrilling final played yesterday at the Vivekanand Yuva Bharti Kridangan in West Bengal. This is the Highlanders' maiden Durand Cup title and their first ever silverware in Indian football. Indian shooter Rubina Francis bagged the bronze medal in the women's 10-meter air pistol SH1 final yesterday. Suhas Yathiraj and Sukant Kadam have also confirmed the country's first badminton medal in the Paralympics 2024, as both players have reached the men's single semi-finals of the SL4 category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.